and everything.
Prologue. Quinn. Staring at myself in the mirror, I rolled the waistband of my skirt higher. It wasn't regulation, but screw the rules and regulations. I ripped the hair tie from my hair, shaking it free, then stalked out of the toilets, into the school corridor, all the way to the end. Past the classroom where I should have been sitting in a biology lesson, and pushed open the heavy doors leading to the grounds of Hatherley Hall. Freedom. I took a deep breath, filling my lungs with fresh air.
I wasn't expecting to find one of the elite out here. Shouldn't you be in a lesson right now?
The voice came from my left, 15-year-old Roman Cavendish, tall and lean, with inky black hair and the most gorgeously tan skin. Leaning casually against the honey-coloured Cotswold stone wall without a care in the world, he cocked a brow at me, and I blinked, realizing he'd addressed me directly, and I'd let the silence stretch for far too long. Wow, I hadn't known he could talk. I mean, obviously he could talk, but I'd never heard him speak. Roman Cavendish was a bit of an enigma. I knew nothing about him, other than the fact he mostly kept to himself, and he'd developed a bit of a reputation as someone who didn't take any shit from people. He'd beaten up Charles Pennington for calling him a dirty little orphan, even though he had parents somewhere overseas, and people whispered about him behind his back. Wild rumors that I doubted had any truth to them. Kids could be cruel. In a place like this, a boarding school, where we couldn't escape each other, gossip was practically our lifeblood. "Shouldn't you be in a lesson?" I countered, returning his raised brow with my own.
"Yup,"
he shrugged, flashing me a small grin, his messy hair falling into his eyes.
I had to get away, you know?
I mumbled, caught off guard by the way the smile had transformed his entire face. Sometimes I feel, it feels like I can't breathe. His smile disappeared as he studied me intently. After a minute where I held my breath, wondering what was going through his mind, he held out his hand.
"Come with me."
Something deep inside me told me I could trust him, and I placed my hand in his. He startled for a moment, staring down at our hands with his brows pulled together, before he shook his head with a small laugh and entwined our fingers. His warm palm was a reassuring touch against my own as he led me around the side of the school and pulled me into the tree line that marked the beginning of the wooded boundary area running all the way down the left side of the school buildings and beyond. He cut through the undergrowth, ducking under the overhanging tree branches, and we eventually broke through the line of trees on the other side. A gasp fell from my lips as a lake appeared in front of us, still and glimmering in the weak sunlight that filtered through the clouds. "Where is this?" My voice came out as a whisper. There was a large lake on the school grounds, used for various water sports, but this one was different. Smaller, clearer than the murky waters of the other, with a tangle of reeds and more trees at the far side, ducks swimming lazily in the distance, and close to where we were standing, a tiny pebbly beach that sloped down into the water, next to a little wooden jetty, where a rowboat was tied, bobbing up and down.
"I don't know who it belongs to, or what it's used for, but I've never seen anyone else here before. I don't think it's part of the school."
He hesitated for a moment.
I come here when I need to get away. I like to be close to the water."
His soft confession was accompanied by a squeeze of my hand before he let me go. Taking a seat on the soft grass next to the pebbled beach, we sat in silence for a while, the quiet only broken by the sound of the birds in the trees and ducks creating ripples in the still water. I glanced over at the boy by my side, the boy who was labeled as a troublemaker, the boy I'd never spoken to before today, the boy who had always intrigued me.